Artificial intelligence is not, yet, on most people's list of things to worry about. It seems way too far off in the future. But actually, that future's already here. The spam filter in your email box? AI. The autocomplete on your iPhone? AI. The anti-lock braking system in your car? AI. AI tracks shipments and postal deliveries. It schedules flights. Artificial intelligence is making decisions for us all day long. And we like the convenience. You use Google Maps, right? Well, futurist Amy Webb says we are living through a slow-motion explosion of AI, and we're ceding control to it. Not to the technology itself, but to the companies developing it.
Walmart has filed a patent for a new kind of shopping cart. The first time a customer places their hands on it, it creates a baseline. It's looking for your temperature, your heart rate, and other biometric indicators. And as you move throughout the store, the shopping cart is constantly surveilling you to see if you are feeling stressed out. So your shopping cart is collecting your data. And if this entire system decides that you're stressed out because you can't find potato chips or whatever it is that you're looking for, it will tell a store associate who will come over and find you. I mean, it sounds creepy.
It sounds very creepy.
But from a retailer's point of view, all they're really trying to do is to anticipate our future needs and to solve problems for us before they arise. Now, in practical terms, let's say that we're in Walmart pushing that shopping cart around and I'm starting to feel really frustrated. It may have nothing at all to do with my store experience. Maybe I've just seen an email from a coworker and it's upset me. Or maybe I've seen something on a shelf that makes me sad because it reminds me of a loved one that I've lost. The challenge is that AI is still fairly rigid. And there's a small group of people with a limited worldview making these systems and tools and decisions that don't take into account the capricious nature of humans and how we think and go about our daily activities.
To make it a little worse, we should talk about the Chinese model. Because right now, the two main superpowers developing AI are the US and China. And some people, I think, were kind of shocked to read recently that China is using DNA and other digital data to track ethnic minority populations. But that's the tip of the iceberg.
So there are 9 companies that control the future of artificial intelligence. 6 are in the United States, 3 are in China. The 6 that are in the United States, I like to call the G Mafia. That's Google, Amazon, Microsoft, IBM, Apple, and Facebook. And in China, they're called the BAT, Baidu, Alibaba, and Tencent. In the United States, the G Mafia operate under very little scrutiny and regulation outside of normal business practices. They have an antagonistic relationship or transactional on good days with Washington, D.C. And because we live in a market economy where publicly traded companies have responsibilities to their shareholders, these companies are working on commercializing AI. That is a focus. That is not the case in China. So in China, the BAT, Baidu, Alibaba, and Tencent, are technically independent companies, but because it's China, they very much operate under the thumb of Beijing. And that has allowed China to use AI in service of social programs and big national strategies. So one that I'm sure people are familiar with is called the social credit score.
What is it? What's the social credit score?
So basically, citizens in China now get awarded points or demoted points depending on certain behaviors. So if you perform meritorious work, like a good deed, and a neighbor or a coworker reports you, points might be awarded.
Like I get points for shoveling my neighbor's sidewalk?
If they report it, yes. However, if you jaywalk in some of the southern provinces right now, smart cameras are on the street. They recognize who you are. Your face is put on a digital billboard, and you are publicly shamed. And all of that is computed in real time where a score is levied, not unlike our credit scoring system, financial system in the US. And it has real-world ramifications. So in the past year or so, 17 million Chinese people were prevented from buying airplane tickets. They didn't qualify because their scores were too low.
Whoa, you jaywalk too often and you're not allowed to buy airplane tickets?
Well, I think it was probably more than just that.
Right.
But 17 million people restricted. 5.5 million people were not able to buy train tickets. 300,000 people qualified for job promotions However, because their social credit scores were lower, they weren't able to move up. Now, you could be sitting wherever you're sitting in the country and saying to yourself, well, that sounds terrifying. Luckily for me, I don't live in China, therefore none of this has anything to do with me. And I would argue that the opposite is true. I believe that the world is being reshaped at this moment in time. China sees artificial intelligence as a route to creating a new world order, one in which the United States effectively and our allies become locked out of doing business with countries that are aligned with China. And our democratic ideals, which I happen to believe very strongly in, we could start seeing restricted or tampered with in new ways. We have a lot to be concerned about, and I think it's really incumbent on each person individually to think very pragmatically about the decisions that we're making and how those decisions could have broader implications in the future.
Running through all of these things, how much hope do you have for the future?
I actually have quite a bit of hope for the future. I do not believe that these big nine companies are the villains. I believe that if they change some of the developmental track and they make some decisions and some tweaks, that they are the heroes of this story, that they are the heroes of our future, and they can play a positive role. I believe that all of the promises that we've made about AI, promises that paint a picture of healthier lives and better opportunity, I believe those are possible. But our best futures never show up fully formed, and they don't happen automatically.
Yeah, I keep thinking about the analogy to climate change. And I think one of the things that makes thinking about the future right now so difficult for so many of us is the sense of climate despair and the sense of helplessness. At this point, there is nothing any individual can do to make a real dent in climate change. And on the other hand,
I completely disagree with that. Because for work, I'm constantly covering different technologies across different industry areas because they all interconnect and relate. So I've seen a tremendous amount of research in green tech that ranges from different types of geoengineering to terraforming in new ways. There's a ton of opportunity. The individual actions that each one of us can take, I think, have to do with communication. At the moment, there's a lot of individual protests where people have decided they're not going to use straws anymore, and somehow that's going to make a dent. What would make a much bigger dent is if consumers have more meaningful conversations with their elected officials. Those elected officials are willing to look at actual science and evidence and make smarter decisions. Companies who are stalwarts, they have plenty of opportunity. The petroleum industry can recalibrate a lot of what it's doing and still be a hero to its shareholders while also being a hero to the environment. It's just a matter of thinking through different possibilities and running out risk and opportunity scenarios in advance. Similarly, with artificial intelligence, every single one of us, me, you, my dad, my next door neighbor, my kid's teacher, all of us have a stake in what's coming, and all of us can play a role in making ourselves a better future. But I will tell you what gives me hope. What gives me hope is that we are not robots living out somebody else's legacy source code somewhere, which means that we all have agency. And even when I see dire consequences and catastrophic scenarios ahead, I know that we still have an opportunity to make different decisions. And I am full of hope. Hope is what gets me through my day. It really does. And I'm always hopeful, and I have confidence in that hope, that people will choose a better path. They just have to be armed with the right information, and they have to feel a sense of urgency.
Amy Webb is a futurist and author of The Big Nine: How the Tech Titans and Their Thinking Machines Could Warp Humanity. Note the could.